You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott eNews office. I think I'm going to Asian with this. And I got the special, the most entertaining person in the town of Prescott, Arizona.
Okay. It's getting better. Let's see where he goes with it.
Everybody, I got Ken Lane with me. And you guys all know how I've been doing my podcast. I just automatically just put people in. And then they're here like, yeah, let's do this. And so what I'm looking for is more followers, more listeners. And we're going to try to achieve that by the guests that I bring in here. So, Ken, why don't you introduce yourself to all these awesome listeners
you
that I don't
it.
Know who I have.
Yeah, I love. We do a podcast as well, The Mountain Gardener. We're over at Waters Garden Center. This is going to be our 57th year opening. This is our 57th grand opening of the spring season for Waters Garden Center. We're out on Iron Springs Road here in Prescott. And so we are second generation owners. So obviously I'm not 57 years old. My wife is even younger than I am and more beautiful. But she grew up in the family business. She is a Waters. In fact, a little quick history. I tried to get a job at Waters Garden Center out of high school. So this is 1981, big young buck doing, I was a football player, could bench press 300 pounds, going, hey, I need a job through the summer. Will you hire me? And Harold Waters, her father, said, no. And so I could never get a job at my dream job. Is, oh, I love gardening, grew up gardening with my grandparents. And so just gardening's in my blood. I love plants and flowers and vegetables. And so the only way I could get into the business was I had to marry in. So I came through the back door. So we're married maybe 10 years later. And it's been great ever since. We've got 31 years together. Oh man, is it 32? I forget how long it's been. It's been so long. It's been great. Four kids. They were all raised in the family business. But we just know gardening. We know plants. We're the place to go to. We're kind of, Waters Garden Center is sort of like it's a botanical garden.
Yeah.
Where you can take a piece of it home with you and go plant it if you want. And then we've got the expertise to help you plant it correctly. So you make less mistakes. Because gardening can be intimidating. It can be difficult in an arid climate. And so we try to help them with garden columns, with new podcasts and radio shows, and just the stuff that we do. A lot of garden classes we do every week. We're coming into our garden class series for the spring, and it's there to help people feel confident.
Yeah. You'll be most of definitely Green Thumb. Dr. Green Thumb, this is
there you
who
go.
You are.
That's good. That's right. That's really good, actually.
What is the number one question that most non-gardeners have for you? How much to water?
How do I water? Yeah, it's on the back of our card. Every person that's a plant nerd, we call them horticulturalists. But the number one question is, how do you water? And so on the back of everyone's card is, oh, here you go. So I can just hand it out. And I hand out literally probably 2,000 of those a year. That's just me. Then I've got a whole staff that does the same thing that also hands cards out. So that's our number one. Number two would be, is it okay to plant? Or how do I plant this? Or we've got a handout on every time someone buys a tree or a shrub, we've got a handout 8.5 by 11 with drawings step by step. Here's exactly how you plant in the mountains of Arizona.
So it'd be like gardening for dummies. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not calling everybody a dummy, but you know how they have that book, you know,
right?
Science for Dummies, Algebra for Dummies.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that this is one of those little moments where you can help out.
You can be really smart. You can be a master gardener from Chicago. You can be a master gardener from LA or Seattle or Louisiana, wherever. But the season is different here. The altitude is different. The season hits different. So once a gardener picks up on just a few tips, it's like a game changer. It really makes a difference, and they all comes back to them. But every time you buy a new house, have a new garden, a new location, you've got to relearn how to garden in that space. In my own yard, my backyard is different than my front yard. It's a different elevation. The soil is different. And so I've got to treat them different. One's a north facing, one's the sun. So it just, those are things that you need to learn about real quick.
That's pretty intense. I mean, you know, from the front to the backyard, you know, you got to have that much more knowledge in order for your stuff to, you know, grow properly. And I mean, to see stuff grow in general and to see that it works in our community or even in our land that we have here, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. So what is the number one plant that is cool for growth for just your yard?
This year, so we were introducing a few really neat, cool new plants. Number one seller is going to be a lilac in the spring. Number in the summer, each season's got its own thing. Right now it's pine trees. It's actually spruce, Colorado spruce. The ones that look like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm, that's number one right now, right as this podcast airs. And then we'll come into spring bloomers, you know, forsythia, a really neat new plant that no one's seen yet. It's on its way. It'll be here the end of February. I've got a repeat blooming lilac. Now, your grandparents, they grew a lilac that was pretty tall, and it bloomed once, and then it was done.
Yeah.
This one will bloom. It'll take a break for about 3-4 weeks, and then bloom again. Then it'll bloom again, and it's a dwarf. So it takes no maintenance. So it's going to grow up to about hip high and then need no pruning. So you plant it once and done in a container, in a raised bed, by your driveway, wherever. Whereas a regular lilac, it could fill this room up. It's huge. It's ginormous.
Yeah,
it just keeps on growing. It's 10 foot tall. Yeah, and it only blooms once. So those are some new things. I've got a new purple hydrangea coming. You know, hydrangeas are usually pink or blue. Boring. Waters Garden Center, you'll see a blue variety, purple variety here this year. I've got a new, I've got 200 hanging baskets coming the end of February that are wave pansies. So in the early spring here, it can be snowy and frosty, and it can damage a lot of flowers. Pansies love that. But pansies are kind of, they flop over. This new variety actually trails. So this hanging basket will have these pansy blossoms just trail down this hanging basket, and no one's going to have these in town except, no one's going to have them in northern Arizona.
What makes you so special, huh, Ken?
Well, I get mesmerized by plants, and so I go grow, I grow them. These are my flowers. I took the seed and grow them, and they're filling out right now, and so that's just kind of something that's unique. It's local. It's us, and so that's what I can do as a small business garden center. I can provide that to my clients.
So when you're not in love with your gardening and the things that you're doing as far as your personal business and your personal life, what do you do for fun around town?
Well, next week, starting Tuesday, I will be in Seoul, Korea.
Oh, my gosh.
We like to travel. Okay. So I do a podcast called The Mountain Gardener. Half of that show is pretty much a travel show. It's kind of because we do a lot of traveling. So we've got a houseboat up on Lake Powell. So we go up boating quite a bit. Of course, it's a little chilly right now. Of course, why am I going to Seoul, Korea in the winter? I don't know. It's just south of Russia, but our boy is stationed there. He's in the Army. He's a physician's assistant for the Army.
Oh, nice.
And so he was deployed there about 3 months ago. We miss him, so we love big cities. Seoul, Korea is like the largest city on the planet. We're going to fly in, see all the history and culture and the food, and then go visit our boy and then come back home.
How long will you be there for?
2 weeks. Ooh. 2 whole weeks.
Yeah,
and we're not going to go the whole country. We're just doing Seoul, Korea. We're just doing that city, and there's so much going on. And we'll know the people. I'm brushing up on my Korean.
Give us a little bit of this. Let's hear this. You should have told me. I want to hear this.
It's O'Neill. Anyway. Don't go there.
All right. As long as you listen to that part, I'd be like, you know, I'm not really good at Spanish, so you want to make sure that you acknowledge the proper terms.
That's right.
I'm like, where's the cerveza and where's the baño?
That's right. You know, cuenta, por favor.
Yeah.
Give me the check.
You want the simple stuff in order for you to get to that, you know, that.
That's
that
pretty
effort.
Much it.
Yeah.
Well, since the Olympics were there last winter, so last year, they know a lot of English, especially the younger folks. So I'm not too worried. And I like Asia anyway. They love Americans. And so they seem to be very helpful. They're very gracious.
Yeah,
and so if you
like
get in
really
trouble,
respectful people.
You just go ask and someone will walk you right where you need to be. That's what I love.
Hopefully they will, because there's a lot of cool people that are not cool. They'll be like, oh yeah, go about that way, about 5 more blocks. and they just want to send you down 5 more blocks. And if you can't find it, come back to me and I'll tell you where the real place is.
We're not
is.
Talking New York City. We're talking Seoul, Korea here.
Yeah, what could go wrong there? Okay, so, you know, here on my podcast, I actually talk about local events that are happening in the Tri-City areas. This weekend, I know it's not Seoul, Korea, or it's not anything extraordinary like what you're going through, but we're going to have some monster trucks in Prescott. And so I guess they're going to be doing some pretty good things over there at the newly named Finley Toyota Event Center. I think that's the new name of it. But they're going to be doing some crazy things over there. Have you ever been to a monster truck show in general?
I have. And when they fire those monster trucks up, earmuffs are like, they're loud. I mean, you could feel the earth, the stadium will be moving as they jump over and crush things.
What was your, did you have a favorite truck that you, mine back in the days was obviously Bigfoot.
Yeah, everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
The monster truck is super cool.
Is it?
That's probably my favorite right now. In fact, we featured that one at the Men's Expo last September. We got the monster truck. They brought the whole trailer out. It was there. You could touch it, feel it.
I'm going to have to look that up. Monster
drinks, monster truck.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The other one was one of my favorites were the graveyard.
Oh, sure.
Remember the graveyard? It was like the old school, I don't even know what kind of car it was, but I'm pretty sure it was the old school hearse from back in the days, and they just put it up on wheels. But now they obviously have it, where they're doing fiberglass and stuff, which is pretty dang cool. But I also heard through the grapevine, from the editor-in-chief, Lynn, that they're that Taylor Hicks student wrote some sort of essay of some sort.
Oh, really?
And, they're going to be blessed with a showing of one of the monster trucks over at Taylor Hicks.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah. Wow.
So that's going to be happening, I think, on Friday. Is it Friday school day? Oh, tomorrow, which is a Thursday. So if you guys are seeing this, or you guys are not going to hear it in time for here, but you guys out there, because we like to record this live. But it's going to be tomorrow, Friday, which is January 10th, 2019. Who would have thought that we'd be saying
that? That's pretty neat. Boy, he wrote in an essay and said, hey, here's a reason you want to bring that truck to my school, Taylor Hicks School, which my wife, she went to Taylor Hicks School. Our kids went to Taylor Hicks School. We love Taylor Hicks School. You guys rock. They get the truck there in their parking lot. That is awesome.
And I also heard that they get pizza.
There we go. Double down.
Wow, look at you guys go. I think we did have a couple cool things like that back in the days, but I think we ended up getting the fire truck, and during summertime they came out and squirted us all, which was just
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Not every day you get to get squirted down by a fire truck. So a lot of cool things happen at Waters Garden Center.
Yep.
I know that you host certain events on the weekends, or is it every weekend, or what
it's
is
every
that?
Weekend. Well, we have series, so right now we're just about to power up our garden classes. So we have free garden classes every Saturday at 9:30. It's in the back greenhouse. It's temperature controlled. We have room for about 100, so the greenhouse is big. And then we feature whatever's appropriate, the topic. So January 19th, we start with healthy, happy houseplants. Because everyone, that Christmas tree is down. The house feels feels cavernous. I mean, just didn't have all the green it had. Well, now you can have a big houseplant. We've doubled down on the houseplant orders, and there's more houseplants. I just got a new dragon scale Dracaena. The trunk on this tree, it would go to the ceiling here. It looks like dragon scales. It's really neat. And then it's got this spiky Dracaena corn plant kind of look. It's a neat plant. So we've got different things like that. So that'll be January 19th. The 26th, we are going to have wildflowers. Winter is when you start wildflowers. So we're going to have some special mixes that I've created myself, certain recipes, how to apply them, how to put them down, and when they'll come back for them. I've invited Johnny's Tree Service. He's coming out February 2nd for advanced landscape pruning. So he's the local arborist in town. He's the guy that does my own pruning. I said, Johnny, I need some help. Come teach this class from an arborist perspective.
Yeah.
How do you take on a fruit tree, a pine tree, or what should be pruned, when? He'll go into detail on all that. And that keeps going through. You take a look at that on watersgardencenter.com or our Facebook page under events. But that goes through spring, and then we'll take a little break in May because the garden center is just too jammed. There's not enough facility. Then we'll start back at it in June with the whole summer series, like irrigation, summer blooming plants, that kind of stuff.
So to some of the viewers, I know that you said something earlier that the class might be packed. Is there like an invitation or a pre, let me sign up thing going on?
So the first class, I've got 28 people saying they're going to come because Facebook, you know, you can go, hey, I'm coming. So they got the little tab on there that goes, I'm interested or I'm going. Most of them are first come, first serve. Just come early. I've got seating for about 50 people. But you know what? You can bring your own chair and set it up in the corner. And if you bring a coffee to me, you get prime space. I'll bring a donut. You get even extra, better special care.
Yes. I'll be glad to entice the men. You get better privileges.
They go about an hour long, and then we'll take some Q&A. Just depends on what's going on. I know people's bum gets a little sore after about an hour. So some of them are walking tours. Some of them are just presentations, and they're all live streamed on our Facebook page.
That's awesome. You can't be there. And what is a good way to reach Waters Garden or you if they need to talk to somebody that is really educated by this? I mean, unless you have a crew of people that are there to...
I have a whole team of dozens of people that are very smart. Because sometimes I'm here in studio with famous people doing interviews. Other times, my crew kind of holds it down. So
that's awesome.
But I've got some really great staff that are fun to work with, super knowledgeable. So I've got Ella Amos for the first class. She's teaching that class on houseplants. She's my houseplant buyer. She's kind of the houseplant queen for Northern Arizona. No one knows more than her. But she's there all the time. You can just go talk to Ella anytime and go, hey, or she'll order a special plant for you or special size. So, or I'm there. I'm probably not the smartest guy on houseplants. I like to kill things like weeds and bugs. That's my specialty. And trees. That's kind of my thing. So I love trees and soils. I make our own soils. So like if you want to talk soils and nerdy, I can go all nerd on you with chemicals and what kind of soil, what organics and what makes things grow. So each one has our favorite garden avenue. So between all of us, there's nothing that we don't know about gardening in the mountains of Arizona.
I mean, I probably could nerd out with you, man, because I like stuff like that just to see why it's growing, why it's doing what it's doing. Like, what does that fungus come from?
Yep.
So a lot of this stuff is really intriguing to me. I like that type of stuff. So what I'm looking to do in this next coming 2019 is cover a lot of this stuff. So if you guys are out there listening to this podcast, you guys are going to see a lot of things that are happening as far as entertainment, but also little events that will help you with your garden. And Waters Garden is going to be alive and well. They've been here for so many years.
57 years.
Jeez, that's pretty cool. and they're not going to go anywhere. So if you guys need anything out there, this is the place to go. And to be honest, man, I've been there only one time, and it was with the Chamber of Commerce. And I tell you what, the whole place was just beautiful. Like I was wow, this is a pretty cool setting for everybody to hang out. Yeah. And I felt like I was in my botanical garden. I'm like, hey, where are the butterflies? So that's probably the next best biggest thing that you should probably put together is a butterfly farm.
I've looked at that and having a butterfly release. We're actually looking at that going, you can actually get butterflies, cool down, and then kids can come and release them all. Yeah, March 16th is our official spring open house, the 57 years. We bring our vendors in. You can talk to the farmers, the growers, the guy that makes the purple hydrangea. He'll be there.
Oh, wow.
So you can talk directly. How'd you come up with this? Where do you create life like this? So they're there all weekend. And then I think over Arbor Day, that's April, Earth Day and Arbor Day is kind of the same week. We're going to have a ladybug release. Maybe I might do some butterflies then too, but for sure ladybugs. Hundreds of kids comes. Ladybugs will be everywhere. It is a hoot.
Yeah, let me know. I would definitely want to be a part of that. I'll be like, man, can we...
Yeah,
we're going to make it an event, dude. Butterflies are flying. Butterflies and ladybugs. And I actually think that ladybugs do a really good thing for people's gardens.
So, they do indeed.
And butterflies, I think they just do things for people's souls.
Well, they actually pollinate your tomatoes. They pollinate your melons, your flowers, your fruit trees. They're actually... bees get all the credit, but butterflies do a lot of that as well. So there's a lot of pluses. Plus, they're kind of like the fairies of the garden. They just are magical. They're just beautiful, floating around.
Yeah, I thought that's what they're gorgeous. That's all I did was like being a beautiful little insect that everybody just wants to go to see, land on my shoulder or my finger type of feeling.
Yep.
But, I think I need to start a new business. Just hey, looking at butterflies.
You're hired. Come on over. We can teach you.
Butterflies.
And the employee discount is unbelievable. See, but only at Waters Garden Center.
Only one reason to work there is the employee discounts. So ideally, I don't like to go ahead and keep podcasts going. So we're going to go ahead and end this up. You know, tell everybody where to find you again.
We are at, of course, online since the podcast, watersgardencenter.com. Of course, we're at 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We're there. We're easy to find. Talk to your phone. Talk to your neighbors. They'll guide you in on how to get to us.
Awesome. And once again, guys, if you guys want to hear more about what is happening as far as entertainment, please go to Prescott E News. Don't download nothing. Just apply your email to the newsletter and get on the newsletter so you can hear up-to-date information. Go to the website and you will find it there. Check out Prescott Night Out. Like our page. Enjoy what we are doing because we are going huge this year. We're going to go big.
I love the show.
We're going to go
big. Yep.
We're going to go big. So anyways, we like to go ahead and sign off with a little bit of peace, love, and happiness.
Right on.
And let's let it make it not war.